Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 42 degrees, sun setting quickly. I mean, down, done. This is so odd. I'm just not right there with it just yet. It used to be that we would walk out of the studio at 6 o'clock, still have bright sunshine. Now it's dark. With us in studio, as he is once a month at least, is our friend Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources. Grateful to have you here. Good to see you again, Jeff.
Well, thanks, Michael.
Have you had a good month?
Yeah, we've had a good month.
Good. Hey, I've got a story to tell you, and I think that maybe we can make something out of this story. And this is one of those partly personal stories, but it has to do with business, I think.
All right.
My father, may he rest in peace, he died in 1987. That's been a long time ago. And I was doing some cleaning this weekend, and I happened to find his wallet. And tucked away in his wallet are all these important things that people have. Family photographs. There was a Social Security card, obviously. There was his driver's license. But tucked into this wallet was this card from the Ford Motor Company that was his employer. And this card was an employee recognition card for something valuable that he offered as a suggestion to the Ford Motor Company. And the date on that card, Jeff, was 1957. So my point is that this apparently meant something to him because it was along with photographs of his kids and his driver's license, his Social Security card. There's this card from Ford Motor Company that he kept for 30 years in his wallet. Kind of says something about how tied sometimes we are to our jobs.
Yeah, that's something else. It becomes a piece of who you are, right?
Well, sure it does. And I think, you know, and you're in the business of helping employers with lots of stuff that they have to do. You know, the employee handbooks and hiring and firing and HR stuff and all that, you know, benefits administration, things that kind of can get in the way of properly recognizing employees.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you bring that story up because I had lunch with my father today.
No, come on.
And yes, and coincidentally, he brought up the fact that he was going through stuff and he has saved a business card from every job he has had. So that card of your father's was dated 1957. That's about the time my dad started working, and then his first job would have been in a bank in Oklahoma City.
Wow.
And so he's got that card and everything since.
You know, and those are things that are a part of us. I think that for men in particular who tend to be defined by their job.
Yes.
I think that's kind of important, you know, this is not meant to be a sexist thing at all, but generally when you meet a man or, you know, in the conversation immediately goes, well, what do you do? You know, and it's not about the kids or the family or the dogs or the cats or the, you know, it's not the softer sides of things. We want to, oh, what do you do? You know, because we tend to define ourselves by that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, for both men and women,
sure.
You know, more and more, right?
Right. Absolutely.
What we do and how we spend that time, so much time at work, it is a part of who you are, obviously. It matters a great deal, and that experience is so important. And, you know, employers have a lot. They can design the experience of their people. And we know, we always go back to the business reasons for doing these things, right?
Sure.
We know that your happier employees with a better fit are way more productive. And most importantly, their relationship with your clients is way better when people are happy at work. We've all gone into a retail store or had an experience where we call into a company where you just know that person is not happy.
And you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. They might tell you.
They just very well might tell you. And when people aren't happy in their job, that does affect the business brand, whatever that brand happens to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I got to turn it around then. If we identify so carefully with our jobs and our jobs mean something, as they did to your father, as they did to my father, and they do to most individuals, and if we're talking about being productive and we're talking about happy employees, what part does the HR function play in making that possible?
Well, I think companies need to be careful about making it an HR function. You can go into companies where you can tell the culture is organic, that it starts with the leadership, and there's an attitude that filters down from the leaders where it's just a positive, happy, productive place. But you can also go to places and you can feel that experience is not spontaneous.
Tension.
It's created. It's artificial. By the, you know, and that's an HR department or whomever is doing that. You know, fund committees or things. Not that that's bad, but if
it's contrived, it feels contrived. People know it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Let's have an event to make people happier. That's not what we're talking about. Or let's do a few things to make people happier, a free lunch or something. But when it's organic, when there's spontaneous things going on, when leadership has a good attitude about their employees, and of course this is a kind of two-way street,
sure,
right? When people are doing well, then the leadership is happy and vice versa. Sure. I think a lot of it goes back to some of the basic blocking and tackling, and this is where HR does come into play. Do people understand clearly what their job is? Do they clearly understand how they will be assessed? Mm. And are they given regular feedback by their supervisor
so
or
important.
Manager? And when those things are happening, then you do have a positive culture. It allows people the room to be spontaneous when it comes to creating culture. It makes people anxious to do those little things for the customer, you know, stuff like that. We don't easily connect it back to something so simple.
You know, as you were talking there, I was trying to put this into the context of family. In a sense, because we started talking about family in a sense. But I would suggest to you that a successful, organic company that's doing well and the employees feel good about it can be a mirror in the world of personal relationships that we might have with our spouses. You know, if you're nurturing and you're positive and things are going, you know, that you share those kinds of things with your spouse, it tends to be a happier relationship. That
yeah.
might just transcend into the workplace, too.
I know. Some pretty good insight. Not to play on the title here, but yeah, I do think it's like that in families. If the kids, for example, are clear about what's expected of them and they're given feedback, both positive and negative, and there's not any hide-the-ball games
sure.
going on, everybody's happier, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. It all really seems to be pretty simple when you start to break it down like that, that thankful employees, this is the season of Thanksgiving, thankful employees and thankful employers can have this symbiotic relationship going on if they'll just pay attention to some of those small things.
Yeah, that sounds really great on paper,
great,
doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, you and I pontificating here, you know, in the studio this evening, this all sounds good, but how do you get there?
Well, I think you kind of hit it right there when you said you and I pontificating. Leadership needs to step back every once in a while. Put it on the calendar, you know, once a month for an hour. You're just going to shut off the phone, shut off the email, and pontificate about things. You know, when we tend to slow down a little bit, and this is really important for leaders, you know, slow down and just think about what's going on. and don't get caught up, or I guess get away from your schedule controlling you and everything controlling you. Again, sounds great on paper, right?
It sounds great on paper, and I think I want to bring that back then to what Merit Resources does, because you know, you're a sponsor of the NewsHour, and we've had the pleasure of being a sponsor of the NewsHour since our inception years ago. And one of the things that I've learned from you through all of this time is that if employers have more time to focus on those types of things, that their business grows faster and that they'll have a happier employment,
yeah,
employee base.
You know, Dino Wickman, he's the author of Traction, the entrepreneurial operating system. He talks about taking regular clarity breaks.
Really?
And I think that's a good way to put it. Sometimes you just need to step back from the action, kind of look down on what's going on. Heck, just as a leader, ask yourself, are my employees, am I doing everything, or are we doing everything, or do we have the right culture to allow them to be at their best?
Hmm. Well, how do you get there? I mean, I understand, you know, again, we're sitting here in a room and we're pretty safe right here. We're talking about some real plausible ideas. But when a employer, especially a small business employer, and Merit Resources works primarily with small business and nonprofits, mm-hmm. when a small business person, man or woman, is faced with all of this other stuff that's lingering out here, I mean, that takes almost a monumental amount of attention to that, let alone what you're going to say nice to your employees.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, being from Merit, we would suggest you get some of that stuff off your plate. A lot of the...
This makes sense, Jeff.
Yes.
It just makes sense. Yeah, take all of this stuff that you really don't want to do in the first place and let it go.
That's right. You know, find the things that are not part of the critical path for your business, but, you know, have to be done. And of course, at Merit, we help with HR and benefits and payroll and those things. And those are good things to offload. There's other things such as your IT. If you're not an IT company or the IT expert, get rid of it. Get it off your plate.
Nothing can be more frustrating.
Yep. Give it to somebody else. And it's kind of, you know, getting back to understanding what's important and focusing on the high impact things. That's what leadership does, or it's what leadership should do. Delegate the rest, outsource the rest, and work some of these thinking times into your calendar.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, this is an important conversation because, you know, we have, as you know, Creamer Law Firm has been a sponsor of the NewsHour since the beginning, and they deal with business law and estate planning. You guys deal with the HR functions and all of those kinds of things. Tarot International helps people understand how to better position themselves and their companies through really solid training. Now, all of those tools from – there's three different sponsors of the NewsHour, for example. And all three have a certain niche appeal. It's like I wouldn't try to set up my own business legality because I don't know anything about that. I wouldn't necessarily try to do my own HR functions because what the heck do I know about HR? It'd get me in trouble real quick. And if I'm going to train my employees, I might want to have some outside resources. I mean, it just at the end of the day, when you step back, say, well, let me do what I do and let experts do what they do.
Well, that's right. Those three things along with IT, maybe accounting, those are things everybody needs to do, but they don't directly generate revenue. Let the experts who are more efficient take care of it for you.
And I suspect at that point, everybody will have a much better Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'd all be thankful.
Well, I think, you know, when you get out of the muck and the mire of the day-to-day stuff that goes on, I think when our minds are cleared and we can have that opportunity, you know, then we can focus on being perhaps more thankful about what's going on in the world and in our private lives and in our business lives than what we are when we're all muddled up. Makes perfect sense to me. What are you doing for the holiday?
Construction.
Football and construction?
No, still We're in the final stages of our home building project.
My gosh, Jeff. This has been an ongoing adventure.
Yes, it's taken me about 7 months to build this home. And of course, you know, I'm doing most of the work on my own. So at any rate, I'll be thankful when it's done.
Now, are you to the point where you're taping and sanding and stuff like that, or are you past that?
We're past that.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
We're into the flooring and trim stages.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff. So were you a carpenter before you started this?
Nope. But I've always maintained the attitude that there isn't anything I can't do that I can't fix with a check later on.
There you go. You know, and I have to bring it back because I'm gonna shill for Merit Resources at this point.
Yep.
Here you go. Here's a great segue into that. One of the cool things about this is, you know, I've always subscribed to the thought that if I have the right tools, and you know how this is important,
yep.
If you got the right tools, you can do almost any job.
That is correct.
And so, wouldn't that simply be like with your firm?
Yes,
they offer the right tools.
Yes. Well, that's a big part of what we do.
See, I tell you what, hire me for your marketing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talk about tools, talent, and technology.
There you go. It's always important, isn't it? We're out of here? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We're out, Jeff. I'm getting the 30-second signal. We got to go. Thanks so very much for having been with us. Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, my friend. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.